What other artists do you listen to and that you draw influences from when you're preparing what you do or feedback? Is there anyone that influences you in the same style of music?
For sure. It's interesting, you know, having made a career playing rock and roll keyboards. I started off as a synthesizer guy in the 80s.
Right.
You know, through my early years, I was a huge New Order fan. Every time I think of you, I feel shot right through and fall off the roof. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem of mine. Living a life that I can't leave behind. There's no sense in telling me the wisdom of the fool won't set you free. But that's the way that it goes, and it's what nobody knows. Well, every day my confusion grows.
Because I refuse to come back as a bug or as a rabbit.
You know, you're a real up person.
Thank you. Oh.
I was really into the sound of synthesizers and keyboards.
Yeah.
Which then eventually led me to more just straight up electronic music stuff like Aphex Twin.
We'll be right back.
808 state.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
then I got into rock and roll and got away from synths for a while, knowing that when I got back into it, it was going to be trouble and turn into what it has, just a big wall of electronics.
Right. It sounds like it's a good thing, though. I mean, you stepped away for a while and you kind of refreshed your batteries, and then you just came back at it as like, hey, I really enjoy this again. Like, this is like a lot of fun to do. I'm surprised, though, you didn't mention Kraftwerk, which is like so upfront when it comes to electronic music, but you didn't mention that right away.
They were a later discovery. Right. Like, even stuff like Tangerine Dream was something that, and Kraftwerk were things I knew about in the 80s, but they weren't up at the front for a while, but they've since Kraftwerk is great.
Yeah, they are kind of an influence to you to an extent, or did you just say that's kind of like an acknowledgement to them?
No, they weren't the first thing that turned me on to synthesizers.
Right.
But they're, I love being into a genre of music and the things that you start with, and then there's always stuff that you go back and you discover,
sure.
and you're like, oh, how can this exist as well?
Right.
It's great.
How did you come up with doing the show on the Hawk? Like, how did that come about?
Well, I was doing the streams every day, which I've got about 70 of them
right
now, up on Facebook. Bri Webb got a hold of me.
Yeah.
And was like, I love the streams. He's like, would you be interested in, doing it for a radio show? And I was like, radio show? I'm like, yeah, I think I would. And he's like, yeah, just, do your thing. Go at it for, give you an hour. And, it's pretty, it's not an, I was just kind of doing it, for fun without any purpose really happening. Just developing it and having, keeping myself entertained.
When
to have something pop up is amazing.
Right, right. When you're doing it, though, is it like, are you stopping or are you doing any talk over bits or anything like that? It's just like, you're just introing, hey, this is, you're listening to Current Fantasy, and then you just take it away, record it, and send it into the station?
Yep, right now that's what I'm doing.
Right. So are there any other thoughts of changing the parameters of it over time, of adding in other elements?
I've thought about other shows that I've listened to that have evolved over time.
Sure.
It's like, some of the, where the guy, there's, a minute of talk at the beginning, but it eventually turns into a longer ramble. I don't have anything to say right now, aside from, musically.
Right.
But, I don't, it's still a lot of possibilities with what I could do with it, I think.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you're doing it. And the feedback that I get from people, they're like, yeah, I've been checking it out. I'm like, that's good. Like, keep that up. Like, that's what, to me, it harkens, like, it's a no-brainer for Brian to call you, because it really does harken back to the idea of campus radio, what it should be. It should be something that reflects everybody, right? Like, there's like, at no point should you just be constantly playing the same style of music and putting out the same style of stuff, because you'll never, because it's very segmented, it should be for everybody, right? So there's this, people will find enjoyment in Current Fantasy in this style of music that you're making.
Well, it has the unique element to it that it's never the same.
Yeah.
It's like going to refer to like a jam band or something,
right,
that would, play a different set every time you see them. And then that winds up being the appeal of going to see them so often, is that it's never going to be the same. And so that's one of the things that I've embraced in this. I in the morning I get up, make my coffee around 9 o'clock, go up, turn on the synthesizers, and kind of just get an idea. I'm like, oh, this morning I'm gonna run all my drums through a wave shaper distortion. And then that set the tone for the whole morning. Hey, this is Jeff Haysalt. I'd love for you to tune in and check out my show, Current Fantasy, on The Hawk 101.5, 11 p.m. every Friday.
We'll be right back. This is CIOY 101.5 FM. The Hawk is on the air.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
All right, you're listening to a Steel City Music, your host, Gunner, here. And during the show, we've been spinning music from bands in the Hamilton, Toronto, / Dunville, / everywhere in the greater Hamilton area, Southern Ontario. This hour features The Dirty Nil out of Hamilton, Ontario. Well, Dundas, really. TheDirtyNil.com. Go check them out for more information and all the other fun stuff on how to get their music. And, of course, over the last couple hours, I've also been spinning stuff you can find on Bandcamp as well. If you visit Bandcamp during this current COVID pandemic, they have information on, I believe, the first Friday that everything goes to the bands to help supplement their income. And as we know, we enjoy other music. We can't see them play. So go buy some music, and that way you can support them. Without further ado, I give you The Dirty Nil on Steel City Music.
Nothing!